I'm Allison Kaskowski, otherwise known as the Allison K. I'm a fitness innovator and entrepreneur turned business mentor and retreat master. A client experience is more than just making the sale or the transaction. A client experience is about how it's put together so that clients can receive amazing real transformation. Here you'll hear all about how the industry leaders are creating amazing experiences. I'm always going to give it to you straight because I know your time is valuable. Are you ready? Let's get into the show.
Hey, everybody, it's Allison Kaskowski. Thank you for joining me this week for this week's edition of Creating the World's Best Client Experiences. I am your host. And on this show, we not only talk about what goes into a client experience, but why it's so important to think about a client experience from two perspectives. We talk about it from the standpoint of massively increasing customer value. And two, we want to really highlight the transformation and the change that your client experience actually promises and delivers on. Okay. And what I want to get into today is continue on this theme of what, not just what goes into a retreat, but how to sell it. And I wanted to talk about this for a couple of reasons today. I've been in conversation with a lot of people online about, we have our Path to Profit Summit coming up on the end of May down in Key West. If you're still interested or you're thinking about it, you can still get your ticket to join us. You can connect with me on my website, www.theallisonk.com, and you can just send me a message directly. We do have a few tickets left for the summit itself. Our hotel room block at the time of recording this is just about sold out. So if you are interested, I would recommend that you reach out to me ASAP and we can definitely add you to our group. This is going to be an amazing event. And I will say a little bit more about this closer to the end of the episode. So, but in promoting this event, it's really gotten me thinking about the whole selling process that goes into a retreat and event. And I really know, I don't want to say it feels like a fact to me because I hear this from a lot of people, but I know that a lot of people have their own opinions and their own thoughts around this. Selling a retreat and an event is a different kind of sale. It's not like selling a regular kind of program, right? It's not like selling a subscription. It's not like selling coaching even. It's a specific kind of offer for a specific kind of person. And I really think that one of the biggest fears that business owners have around offering a retreat as a client experience or an event as a client experience, or maybe both as client experiences, is that they're afraid they won't be able to sell them. And I think this is a very real thought for a lot of people. And maybe that's you. I know it used to be me. And what I have come to figure out is not only is that not only a thought that isn't really serving you, because I think anything that you position in the right light, if it's aligned with what you do and how you want to deliver it, and you're on board 100% that this is going to be an amazing experience, no matter what people point out to you, no matter what you see with your eyes or what you see in the world. Okay. There are always going to be people that don't think it's a good idea. I have people tell me all the time that they think it's a big risk. Why bother at this point in my career, et cetera, et cetera. And those are just not even reasons I want to even entertain. I don't even want to give those reasons any energy because I believe so much in the power of retreats and live events. There's just really nothing like being in person. And if you've been following me for a while, that shouldn't come as broadcast news to you. Okay. But what I want to talk about today in selling retreats and events is that it really takes certain thoughts that you must think on a regular basis in order to really effectively not just sell yours out, but to make it as easy and seamless a process as possible. Okay. You know, I also hear from a lot of business owners that not only do they not think they can sell them, but one of the other things that they say is, I don't think I have people in my audience that will buy it. Okay. And normally where this thought usually comes from is a couple things. It's coming from the fact that they're not sure that they can sell it because they haven't really polled people and asked them, hey, if I offered this, would you be interested? Okay. So they're kind of afraid that if they put something out there that people will say no, which really isn't about buying a retreat. It's really more a belief in what you do and your ability to really sell it. That's really what it comes down to. And the other thing is that people think they need a big audience to be able to do something like this. I don't have a big enough audience. I need to get more people in my programs. I need to get more people on my list. I need to have more people that I'm working with before I can think about offering this. And I cannot tell you how untrue that thought is. Okay. I've sold retreats with as few as 50 people on my list, if that. I've sold retreats by just reaching out to my current clients and having people in my current audience that I think might be interested and that I would really like to see join me. Okay. So I don't think necessarily that the number of people in your audience is a key factor. I think what's a more important and better thought for you to think is, do I have the right people in my audience? Okay. Because you just need the right people to say yes. Okay. So what I want to talk about today are I want to give you sort of a kind of the behind the scenes and a little bit of a deep dive on three key thoughts, or three key ways to approach selling a retreat or an event for your business. Okay. I've really seen a lot of chatter on social media this spring about travel. I've seen I know a lot of people that do retreats. I'm in several Facebook groups where people are constantly promoting and talking about their events, which is great because what that tells me is that number one, this is something that a lot of people want. They're interested in traveling finally for the first time really since 2020. I feel like travel is really full on open. Okay. There's no more hesitation over restrictions, over any of that. I feel like all of that has finally subsided, thank goodness. And I just feel like people are ready. People are ready to connect with other people in person. They're ready to give themselves a new experience. And I just think that now is the time to do that. And that's great if you're wanting to do retreats or events, because the more people out there that are interested in talking about this, the more likely you're going to be able to position your event or your retreat as a win-win. Okay. I'll stop short of calling this kind of a trendy thing right now, because I really don't think that it is, but I also think there's a huge opportunity to really position what it is that you do in a retreat or an event because people are interested in traveling again. Okay. And if people are interested in traveling again, they're already sold on the idea that going somewhere to take part in an experience is going to be amazing, right? You don't have to sell them on that. That's what I call having a solution aware audience. Okay. So what I want to talk about today are these three key thought processes. And the last one might sort of hit you between the eyes, which is why I'm saving it for the end. But these are all perspectives that you must keep in mind if you are interested in adding and selling retreats or events in your business, maybe not right now even, but anytime in the future, this is what you'll have to get on board with. And look, that's not a bad thing. I'm not trying to scare you or intimidate you or get you thinking that there's just no way I'm going to be able to do this, because most of the time it's us that's in our own way. Okay. Most of the time it's what we're doing and thinking and how we're being that's stopping us from doing the things that we really, really want to do in our business. Okay. All right. So here's thought number one for you. This is really important. And I've talked about this before, but I'm going to go a little bit deeper on now. And that is, you must understand what you are selling and what makes it different. Now, I know I've talked about this before, but let me go a little deeper on this subject. First of all, if you've never sold retreats in your business, it's very important that you start talking about what you do in the context of a retreat or an event so that your audience begins to put it together. You never want to put a brand new offer out there having not even talked about it or hinted about it at all with your audience. Okay. Now there's a lot of different ways to go about this. One of the things that we work on in the Allison K agency with our clients is we work on what's called really amplifying your virtual footprint, meaning that we look at what you're doing on social media and sending to your email list and making sure that we're weaving in this idea of what a retreat experience looks like with you or what an event might look like with you. Okay. Because in order to be able to sell it and to feel good about selling it, you have to 100% be clear on what your process is going to be during the retreat. In other words, what are people actually getting? And I recorded an episode about this back in January or February. It was a mini series on my 5P process that I teach my clients on how to put together retreats. And the analogy that I offered, and I'll say it again here, is if you go into a boutique or a store to shop and you walk out with something in a bag, you want to be so clear about what your outcome is that you want to think about it like it's sitting in the shopping bag. Like, what's in the bag? What are people taking out of the store in the bag? Okay. And you really want to be very clear on what that looks like. Now, let me take that one step further. You don't have to go into your entire program. Okay. You don't have to be talking all the time about that, but you do want to be talking about what it's going to look like. What are people going to experience when they travel to come have this experience with you? What is it going to look like when they get there? And what is it going to look like, more importantly, when they leave? And as long as you understand that and you're clear on what that looks like, people buy based on an outcome. They don't buy based on bells and whistles and benefits. Okay. Let me say that again. You want to be talking about the outcome of what your retreat will offer people, because that's ultimately what people will buy. And that's ultimately what makes them say yes. Okay. And so if you're the least bit unclear about that, then it's going to be really hard for you to sell it. Okay. And I think a lot of coaches and business owners get hung up in the details. They get hung up in, well, what about this? And am I going to offer this? And where are we going to stay? And what are we going to do? And all of that's important. Okay. We want to think all that through. But that ultimately, any of those things are not reason enough for people to say no. If people say no, it's usually because they don't understand what they're getting. Okay. Or maybe it's just not a good fit for them. And a retreat is not the right fit for everybody. Okay. But what I have found 9 times out of 10, when I do explain it to people, most people who enjoy traveling and going to new places like the idea of doing a retreat. So we have to really assume that responsibility as business owners. Am I explaining what it is that I'm offering as clearly as I possibly can? You don't want to leave any room for misinterpretation. And at the end of the day, you want to be thinking of what my coach always challenges me on is, you want to be thinking of how many different ways can I explain this? Okay. Because you just never know what angle is going to really land with people. Okay. So you must understand what you are selling and what makes it different. How is your retreat or event going to be different from a vacation? How is it going to be different from a getaway with friends? How is it going to be different from just traveling to a really cool place somewhere and just enjoying some downtime? What makes your retreat different? Okay. That's ultimately what's going to make you stand out. And that's what's going to make people take notice. Okay. But understand that all that has to come from you and your belief in what it is that you do. Okay. Because people buy your belief in what you do more than they buy what you do. Let that sink in for a minute. Okay. So there's my thought number one from you, understanding what you're selling and what makes it different. Okay. Sometimes I think with events, people think they're conferences and seminars or workshops. Okay. That's a completely different kind of experience than getting a bunch of coaches together at a live event where you're actually going to be workshopping on your business. Now, I've been to a lot of live events over the last couple of years, and I've been to some that were amazing, and I've been to some that were, you know, mediocre, average, and then I've been to some that have been kind of like sleepers, if I'm being honest, okay? And look, most of the time when we think about an event, we're thinking about a bunch of people getting together. There's a bunch of speakers. You go into a big conference room and you listen and you take lots of notes and you go home and your mind feels kind of overwhelmed with information. But at the end of the day, it most of the time doesn't translate into sales for you and your business, right? And I really think that that's a hesitation with a lot of people on attending events. What am I going to get out of it, right? What's my ROI? All right. So think about it. What's in the bag? That's the whole retreat explanation that I just gave. What's in the bag? What's in it for me? And how is that going to show up in my business when I get home? Okay. So depending on what kind of retreat or event you have in mind, you really want to be thinking about that. And maybe you have multiple outcomes and that's fine, but your outcome should relate to one overall result that you're promising. Okay. It's just a lot easier to sell the clearer you are with it. Okay. So understand what you're selling and what makes it different. So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Celevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Cellevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day, and what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Cellevate.com, which is Cellevate.com. And use my special promo code, the AllisonK2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this. All right, thought number two, and this is really important. And this is you want to be attracting the right people. Okay. Now let me be a little bit more specific and clear when I say that. I think a lot of people, when they're offering retreats, the first thing that we do is we reach out to people that we know, right? I call that the low-hanging fruit. And honestly, I did that for the first year or two that I offered retreats, is I would reach out to people that already knew me and people that I knew, right? Because I didn't have to really establish a know, like, and trust with those people. And that's all well and good. But what you have to understand is that it's not always going to be the right offer for everybody. And so I see a lot of coaches and business owners get really disheartened when they get a lot of no's. And so most of the time when you get a no, first of all, it's usually not no forever. It might just be no for this one thing, right? And second is that usually there's a reason why someone's giving you a no. And it's up to us to really find out what that is. And sometimes when you ask the right questions, most of the time, like 95% of the time, it's not about you or your event. It may just be that the schedule doesn't work. It may just be that it's a bad time of year. It may just be that, you know, financially, it's not possible for that person. Okay. There could be any number of reasons that really don't have anything to do with you. And look, I'll be the first to say, when you're doing a retreat or an event and you've invested a lot of your time and energy and resources, it can be really frustrating to be talking and having conversations and people are either ghosting you or they're not getting back to you. Or they're giving you, well, I don't know, let me check. That's one of my favorites. And usually that's code speak for, I don't think so, but I'll check it out, right? It's kind of like that, let me see what else is going on kind of thing, right? And look, that's just, people just do that. These are just human beings just behave like this when it comes to making plans. What I have found, especially more now than ever, is that buyers are a lot more discerning than they've ever been, okay? I don't know necessarily that buyers are taking a lot longer to make decisions, but I do think that buyers are a lot more savvy than they used to be. I think a lot of people are taking their time to do their own research and they're really sitting with it and thinking, is this something that I really want? And again, that has nothing to do with you and everything to do with them. So what I would really encourage you to do if you're trying to sell a retreat or an event and you're really wondering how you're going to get your spots filled, and maybe you're just banging your head up against the wall at this point. Think about, first of all, how are you selling it? What kinds of conversations are you having? And then take yourself out of it for a minute and just think about it from the buyer's standpoint. What is it that they're actually objecting to? Is it a price objection? Okay. Is it a location objection? Is it a scheduling objection? Okay. You know, we owe it to ourselves to find out what the roadblock is, because if it's something that we can do something about, one of the rebuttals I always like to use is there anything that I can do to make this easy for you? Okay. Is there anything that I can help you with that would make this an easier decision for you? And most of the time people will tell you if it is. Okay. But sometimes they won't. Sometimes they'll say, no, I just don't think so. Okay. Then usually my response is, well, how about I check back with you in a week or two? Okay. Because until somebody tells me, no, I'm not interested, I'm going to keep following up with them. And you should too. Because people sometimes just don't want to make a decision right away. Okay. And if that's the case, then we're really behooved to follow up. In other words, we need to be following up. And if you don't, then that's on you. Okay. But think about it from the standpoint of, you know, are you attracting the right people? Okay. And if you're not attracting the right people, then there's usually two things going on. I think it's either something's wrong in your message. You're not attracting the kind of buyer that's ready to say yes. And it could be that your message is maybe just not being received very well by your audience. Okay. And then the point I'm trying to make is it's very rarely about price. Okay. So your message either isn't landing or people don't know enough about it to be able to make a decision. Okay. That's usually what I find to be the case most of the time. And once you have a conversation with someone and you answer their questions, if they're still a no, then at least I think it's a lot easier for us to walk away as retreat leaders, knowing that we did everything that we can. Okay. But it's really important to understand that you want to attract the right people, which brings me to my third point. And this is probably going to hit you right between the eyes. I was reading on Facebook a couple of weeks ago from a client, but she's a colleague of mine. She's also a retreat leader. And her post I thought was so brilliant. I just have to speak to it here. But one of the things that she was saying is, if you're not filling your retreats, the problem is most likely you. So let me just preface by saying, you know, maybe you're not attracting the right people because you're attracting exactly who you are. Okay. So let me just preface that by saying too, and give you a little bit of perspective on this. Are you somebody that objects right away to something until you have all the information? Are you somebody that asks 50 million questions until you feel satisfied that you have all your information? Are you somebody that waits until the last minute to make plans? Are you somebody that objects to money? Are you always, you know, objecting to, you know, having the right payment plan? Are you hesitant to invest in yourself? Okay. Which, you know, these are all things that I think we as coaches and business owners have to be looking at, because if we want to attract people who are hell yes clients, we better be hell yes clients. We better be mirroring to them exactly the kind of person that we expect them to be. And if you're one that, you know, hesitates and waits and is always worrying about where your money's going to come from and how things are going to work out and all of that, then you better take a long, hard look in the mirror, because this is one of the reasons why you're not selling your retreats and events. Okay. This is what I call look at always how you're being first. When things don't always work out for me, or when I find myself running into a roadblock with something, the first thing that I have to ask myself is this something that I'm doing wrong? Okay. Is this something in me? Is this a tricky thought that I'm having? Is this something that I'm doing? Okay. To basically bring this into my world. Okay. And a lot of times it is what we're doing, is the point I'm trying to make. So always think, it's never about what you're doing most of the time. It's always about how you're being. Okay. So think about that. Let that sink in before you put a retreat out for sale. You better be ready and really ready and honest with yourself that you are the kind of person that would say yes to this experience, even if you didn't know where the money was going to come from, because you better believe that that's going to be an objection that you get from people. And if you're not mirroring and showing to your clients and to people in your audience that you don't need to have 50 million questions answered, and that you don't wait until the sun, moon, and stars align perfectly before you say yes to something, and you're not hesitant to pull the trigger until the last minute because you're wondering how you're going to come up with the money. Okay. If you're asking people to invest in something with you, you better be prepared to be doing it for yourself, is what I'm saying. Okay. So it's really up to us to be the example and to really literally show people that we are our ideal client, that we are the kind of person that we're trying to attract, because otherwise you will attract the people that you don't want to work with. And if you're hesitant and you're falling into potholes, you're going to be attracting that exact same thing, is my point. So, you know, a lot of times, let me just finish with this. A lot of times when we're trying to sell something new in our business, it can feel like we're starting a new business. And that's perfectly understandable. Talk openly about that. Talk openly about what your vision is, why this is important to you, what gets you excited about doing this kind of work, and why you understand that how people could be hesitant because you were once hesitant too. I think we have to really own it when it comes to what's holding us back, because people will see us as relatable. People will see us as, people ultimately look for themselves in us too, okay? So I hope that makes sense. I'm not really trying to be judgmental with anybody, but I do think that at the end of the day, as retreat leaders, we have to look ourselves in the mirror and say, am I attracting who I am? Or am I attracting my hell yes client? Are you being an example of your hell yes client? Think about that. Think about what that could look like for you and your business, okay? So those are the three thoughts I've got for you today. If you're thinking of selling a retreat or an event, I don't want to talk you out of it, but I do think that at some point it does become a mindset focus when you're selling something like a retreat or an event, because it's a very specific kind of offer. It's a higher end offer most of the time, at least it should be. And it just requires a different skill set and a different way of thinking and believing. Okay. I think you can definitely think of selling a retreat just like you sell what it is that you're already doing, but you need to understand that for your audience is going to perceive it as something different and you have to be ready to get behind that. Okay. One of the things that my coach told me a long time ago, and I've never forgotten it, is all of your power is always in what you don't see. Okay. And a lot of times as business owners, we make a lot of decisions based on what our senses tell us, what's in our bank account, what we're seeing online, what kind of replies are we getting to emails, or people responding to our messages, that kind of thing. Okay. These are all things that our conscious brain is showing us. Okay. And most of the time, what I have found is the people that end up reaching out to me are the people that haven't been commenting, the people that haven't necessarily been reaching out to me. Okay. So we have to operate under the assumption that people are seeing and waiting for what we have to offer. Okay. People are looking for that. People are always looking for an opportunity like this. I would really encourage you to get behind a thought that really makes you feel good about selling retreats and events. And I promise you, it's going to be a lot easier for you to do in your business. I'm happy to have a conversation with you about this. If this is something that you're getting hung up on, just connect with me on my website, www.theallisonk.com. Please do me a favor. Go check out our sponsor, Sellevate.com. It's a fantastic a product that you can get. You can use my discount code, the Allison K2024, and save yourself 15%. This is an amazing, it's like a multivitamin, but it's better because it's in gummy form. There's two forms that you can get. There's inflammation and recovery and focus and memory. And I have both of these on my desk right now as I'm recording this, and I take two of each every day. And I just really, really like the product. It tastes good. It's low sugar. It's not made with a lot of crappy additives. It's very easy for you to pack some in a plastic bag and take it with you when you go out of town. I would really encourage you to head over to Sellevate.com. That's Sellev8.com, and use my coupon code, TheAllisonK2024, and save yourself 15% on your purchase. I hope this episode has been helpful for you today. That's what I've got for you this week. If you would like to connect with me on my site, please again do so, www.theallisonk.com, and just hit connect with me. I'm happy to talk about your retreat with you, answer any questions that you might have, and hopefully you're thinking about joining us for the Path to Profit. You can find that link on my website as well. It's right on the homepage, the Path to Profit Summit. This is happening May 20th and 21st, and time is running out, so it's time to make plans. So please, if you have any questions, let me know, and I hope this episode has been helpful for you. That's what I got for you this week on the podcast, and we will see you next time. Bye.